back with another episode of the 1209 Nazareth Podcast.
Why do we call it 1209, Mr. Green?
Why do we call it 1209? Because we're coming to you live from beautiful 1209 West Ogden.
Wow.
It's about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf.
Do you know what episode number we were on?
Well, we got a lot of upcoming.
Oh, man. Caught him off guard.
It's, you know what? When I go on to Podomatic to upload these things, they automatically have the number for me.
Okay.
And? So I guess I just don't.
Nice. Pay attention. Yeah. You don't care enough.
I care. I've lost track. Sorry.
Do you? How many downloads are we up to?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Got to be a good dozen.
We do have 10 reviews on iTunes.
And they're all positive.
They are. It's shocking.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
Actually, the Megan McGarry episode was popular. I think it hit 100 downloads.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's do this.
Well deserved for a wonderful young lady.
Yeah, true.
And we thought that we couldn't compete with last time's guest. So we thought, there's just no possibility. We're going to go straight downhill.
We reached for the stars.
And somehow...
We landed it happened. Something. It's amazing.
For President's Week, we are interviewing the one and only President Dennis Moran a little later in this podcast. And we did that earlier today. It was a great interview.
It is. It's probably one of our better interviews, actually.
It made sense. It was coherent.
Mm-hmm.
There are some fun stories in there.
We didn't have to edit anything out.
A lot of good information from Mr. Moran. So. Yeah. We're happy to have him.
I'm still shocked he said yes.
Maybe we caught him on an off moment.
Yeah, maybe.
And he talked a lot about the constructions. You know what that means, Mr. Boyle? Pardon our dust. We have some upcoming events coming our way here in February. February 17th, Guidance is going to be mailing schedules home to the freshmen through juniors, so watch your mail.
Wow.
The 2016-2017 school year.
Next year, already rolling around the corner.
We're moving. We are moving. And you know what we got that afternoon? You know, Mrs. Tracy, God bless her, she has a nice thing around here to keep morale high for the faculty and staff. She calls it February.
February. I like it.
And on the 17th, it's going to be a nice pinstripes outing.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. You going?
No, I forgot to sign up, actually.
I'm going.
I might be able to get in still, maybe.
Yeah, we can work it.
Are you bowling or bocce?
Yes.
I'm more of a... Last time when we went, we played bocce.
We played a lot of bocce.
I was not a fan of the bocce court.
My favorite... Can I be honest? My favorite part of that night...
Yes.
Was...
Afternoon.
It was right after graduation. We all went to Pinstripes. And you and I got tired of sharing food with the rest of the male faculty.
We did.
So we secretly ordered a barbecue chicken pizza. And
only the two of us ate it.
And ate it ourselves.
I will tell you, though, that somebody kept utilizing my tab that evening, and I think it was Mr. Moran, which we will address later.
We'll talk to him about that.
And Mr. Tumpain. Okay. When I got my tab, I just kept getting... I don't remember ordering any of this stuff. You know. And they would just sit there giggling at me. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, then I think we know who it was. Yeah. The 19th, this is crazy how fast this has gone. February 19th is the final boys' home game for basketball season.
Wow.
They'll be playing JCA. I'm shocked at how fast the winter season has gone.
True.
You know, the year has gone by so fast, I'm still writing 15 on my checks.
You still write checks? Wow.
Let's see. Oh, now, do you know about this?
No.
February 24th.
Pointing at things that I can't really read upside down.
February 24th, there's going to be an informational parent meeting for any students interested in accompanying Mrs. Hawkins and I to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, that's a great trip.
That is. How'd you guys swing that one?
That's Mrs. Hawkins' production.
So, okay. Inauguration is usually in January, correct?
January 20th.
And then, so we missed some school to go on that trip?
Great question. Let me look ahead at the 2017 calendar.
Or is that Martin Luther King weekend?
The 20th is a Friday. No, the Martin Luther King day is the 16th. So yeah, I guess you'd miss a couple days of school. Even more reason.
How do I get in on that?
You got to email Mrs. Hawkins at thawkins@nazarethacademy.com.
So here's my other question. What else is included on that itinerary?
Great question, Mr. Ryan. So you have reserved seating at the inauguration.
How did you swing this?
It was through a company.
Wow.
You visit all the major monuments. So the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument.
Can you go paddle boating on the tidal basin?
A little chilly in January.
Doesn't matter. I love it. You ever done it?
I have.
The cherry blossoms?
I like it.
It's gorgeous.
All of the Smithsonians are included. Arlington National Cemetery
is
included.
This is a great trip.
Yeah. So I think if your student has not brought home that information, you might want to ask them about it, because I think that's going to be a great trip.
That's a phenomenal trip.
Now, Mr. Drynan, you have a birthday coming up.
I do.
You want to remind the fine folks at home what date that is?
Not particularly.
Okay. Maybe you get some emails.
It's February 20th.
February 20th. So,
3-4.
This coming Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
This coming Saturday.
Yeah.
And then, of course, 6 days later.
Mr. Green.
My birthday.
Big 3-0 or 3-1?
3-2.
Ooh, 3-2. You're old.
Yeah, I'm getting up there.
You are. That gray hair. Finally. Yeah. The age is finally catching up with the gray hair.
Well, with pardon our dust, with this fuzzy February going on, I've broken the beard out.
Yeah.
And it's pretty gray.
You kind of look like a young Santa.
Yeah?
No, not really. I was a stretch.
I'm surprised by how gray it got. But the rest of that week is
it just
very
makes
important.
You look very distinguished.
Well, thank you.
Very distinguished.
And then people hear me talk, and that's the end of it. The 25th parent teacher conferences.
Ooh, nice. Early this year, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's about a week earlier than usual. So if your students are. If there's a need for you to speak to their teachers, for February 25th is the night.
We always welcome you.
The conferences are open now. You can register online right now.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so feel free to jump online and go under the Parents tab on the NAS website.
Nice.
Register for parent-teacher conferences on Thursday, February 25th. Saturday, February 27th is the extravaganza of the year.
The auction.
The auction, the Nazareth auction, taking place at Drury Lane, Oakbrook, as it always does.
You ever won anything?
This is my auction debut.
Oh, you've never been.
I've never been
either.
This is going to be my first time.
Are you excited?
I'm really looking forward to it. It's my kind of night, because I think I can just walk around and shake a lot of hands.
Kiss a lot of babies.
Kiss a lot of babies. That's my kind of thing.
I hear it's a great time.
Everybody I've talked to has said it's a wonderful time. Here's my one concern.
Uh-oh.
I'm a very competitive individual.
Ooh, I feel you there.
And if there's something on the auction block that I want to win... I'm going to get out of hand. I'm going to spend too much. It's all for a good cause, of course.
True.
It all goes to Nazareth.
True.
But it sounds like borderline money laundering to me. Because as
Why?
You know, Nazareth pays me.
True.
And if I'm winning this auction, I'm giving them the money right back and getting a tax break.
Yeah.
So if I win something, the FBI is going to come calling.
Probably. Typically, there are some fantastic items. I remember a couple years ago, there was an item... that I really wanted to get after, but I knew I wouldn't be able to touch. But they had seats to the Derby.
Oh.
And speaking of Derby, that's our theme this year.
That is the theme this year.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
That's one of my bucket lists. I've always wanted to go and do the Kentucky Derby, but do not like the infield. Not like college.
Would you have a mint julep?
I would. I would have a mint julep. Make the wife get a hat, that sort of thing. I want to do it upright.
Right now, I've pulled up the auction website, and I'm looking at some of the items. Let's go through just a few of these, if we could. Six second-row graduation seats.
Not bad.
Are up for auction.
Not bad.
A Las Vegas vacation.
Ooh,
Let's read
Vegas.
About this. Brought to us by Jan and Frank Bomer.
Boom.
Enjoy a weekend in a luxurious suite with plush accommodations for up to 4 people at the Signature at MGM Grand with mountain views.
Sounds amazing.
This package includes 3 nights at the Signature with all the MGM Grand concierge services and facilities available to you.
That starting bid is very manageable, too.
$225. That's not bad at all. Look at this. 12 front row graduation
Boom.
Seats. I mean, you'll be so close, you will be able to see Sister Terry enunciating all of those names.
Or the sweat just rolling down people's brows.
Now, this would be right, yeah, it gets a little warm in there.
It does.
You know where we're going beforehand.
Right. Oh, Ditka's, are we doing it again?
Absolutely,
year
third
three?
Year in a row.
Are we going to try to interview the poor waitress again like we did last year?
If anybody listening has not gotten a chance to go back and listen to last year's graduation podcast, please do, because it starts off with a live dining review at Ditka's restaurant. Here's one that would be right up my alley. 7-day, 6-night stay at the Disney's Contemporary Resort in Orlando, Florida. A 2-bedroom villa that sleeps 9.
You
I'm
could
bring
more
the whole
Vegas
family.
Guy.
Okay. That's where you and I did. Well, I think Vegas is... Vegas is
I like
the grown-up Disney World.
We got the golf outing foursome.
The Grand Country Golf Outing.
Even
the
R.J. Sanders golf outing.
R.J. Sanders golf outing.
Like
Notre Dame versus Nevada football tickets.
The Wolfpack.
Now this.
What is this?
White Sox fan experience, you can drag the infield. Wow,
that is amazing.
With the sod father himself, Roger Bossert.
That's amazing.
Guests will attend a pregame on-field training with the grounds crew and drag the infield in the bottom of the third with the sod father, Roger Bossert. Four VIP seats and one parking pass for April 22nd. Guests must be 18 years old.
That's got you written all over it.
I'm going to say this. I've had the privilege of talking with Mr. Bossert several times over the last 4 years, and I have one request for him. I wasn't gonna do this, but I think I am now. When Naz plays at U.S. Cellular this year,
yeah,
I want to water the dirt.
Okay.
I want to water the dirt.
Can you do that by yourself?
No, I'd have to hold the hose with him. Yeah. But I want somebody to just snap a picture
watering,
of me watering the dirt.
See, I'd rather drag the infield than water it.
When I was little, I used to watch the grounds crew not only put down the foul lines, you know, with the hammers, but then water the dirt. And I was always mystified by the watering of the dirt because it takes good, you know, some shortstops want it real dry, some shortstops want it just drowned in water. Yeah. It takes a good preciseness. So that's going to be my question for the sod father. Can I water the dirt with you?
I can probably tell you the answer.
I think he's going to say yes.
I think he's going to say no.
Really?
Why would I want you on that field?
Oh, I wouldn't want me anywhere near the field. I can't help anybody.
No, I think that's a yes. I think that is a yes.
We have an NBC5 studio tour.
Ooh, okay.
That would be good for the broadcast team.
It would be.
Cookies and a little latte. I'm all in for that. Abbey Resort in Lake Geneva for a two-night stay.
I hear it's gorgeous. Never been, but I hear it's very nice.
Drury Lane dinner and a show. $75. That's not bad at all. Runway view for the fashion show. Oh, here's one that goes... This is always very popular.
Ooh, I don't know this one.
Student's dream package.
What does that include?
Your student will get the following for the 2016-17 school year. They'll get to pick their teachers.
Wow.
Reserved parking spot behind the Rooney Student Center, and they'll be able to choose their locker location.
That's pretty impressive.
That is, people like that a lot. There are some ACT, SAT camps here. There are some sports camps up here. All sorts of fun stuff. Not to mention the fact that the headliner of the auction this year is Maggie Speaks. Now, Maggie Speaks is the number one cover band in the Chicagoland area.
Did not know that.
So they're supposed to be fantastic. Tickets are still on sale if you want to contact Angela Brocek up in the development office. ABROUCEK at NazarethAcademy.com. I'll be there, so feel free to come on up. I'll take a picture with you.
Nice. Only and, what's the going rate now for pictures with you?
At the auction?
$10?
At the auction? Free.
I think you should charge and then give the proceeds back.
I will take a picture for free at the auction.
Wow.
That's nice, you know?
Can we mention one other thing?
Of course.
It's leap year.
Yeah, February 29th. Everybody should celebrate.
What are we going to do? Are we going to skip having a podcast that day? Because
if we do, we'll get a call from Mr. Kelly immediately.
Well, not a call. Maybe an office visit.
Yeah, I think the 29th.
I've heard his office visits are tremendous.
He stops in sometimes, yeah. And then just moving ahead just a little bit, and then we'll be done. We'll get to Mr. Moran. March 3rd, for all of you youngsters out there, is registration night for our class of 2020.
That's scary. 2020. We're getting old.
Yeah, we are. But we have according to test scores and grades, et cetera, we have an amazingly strong class coming in to join us here at the Academy on March 3rd. So that's good. 7 o'clock in the gym. Any questions there, you can always contact Sister Terry. I will tell you, Mr. Joynan, and this was not on purpose, this is the most sense we've ever made.
I know. It's kind of awkward.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it took a lot. I mean,
I can't believe it.
This episode is actually like... legitimate. There's not any tomfoolery.
Yeah, if we were going to win like a podcast award, this is the episode that I would nominate. This is what I'd want to represent us.
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
We didn't even mention any corporate sponsors this time. Like,
no.
We were on task and focused.
I can't believe it.
I think we might lose the other two listeners out there.
Can I tell you what, speaking of corporate sponsors, can I tell you what happened to me the other day?
Is it at Mariano's?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
I was in line at Mariano's and I ran into to Erin Lorenzen.
Oh, okay.
Love
Erin
Lorenzen.
She's
great kid.
She's taking a test next period.
Great kid. Really.
I think she's going to do really well.
Westchester's finest.
There you go.
And she works at Mariano's.
Okay.
And I was in line and she said, "Oh my God, Mr. Green." I said, "Yeah." She said, you really do come here. I said, I do. I do indeed. She said, but wait a minute. I've never seen you here, but everybody says you love it so much. I said, well, you're just not looking hard enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were you buying?
What was I buying? I had gone to the hot bar.
Okay.
One of the things they've got on the hot bar that's really, really good, I think it's underrated, they've got some nice sausage and peppers.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like a good sausage. Sweet pepper or hot pepper?
Sweet pepper.
Okay.
Now the other jump I've made, here's the other thing that we should update listeners on. I was talking about my concern with the Mayfair Center and how it may close soon because of people jumping to Anytime Fitness. And while I'm not proud of this...
Uh-oh. You made the jump, didn't you?
I am now a member of Anytime Fitness.
What happened?
Well...
You're a traitor.
It's not open early enough. I need to go before work because after work, I'm not going. I mean, it's very hard for me because I have nothing called self-discipline.
I mean, you get up early. That's pretty...
I get up early anyway. I mean, I'm up by 5:15, 5:30. I'm here by 6:45.
So how long of a workout do you get in?
45 minutes.
How?
Well, I'll go about... on Tuesday, I went about 4:30.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm like sometimes just getting into my solid REM sleep at that point.
You know, it takes a lot of work to look this good. A lot of dedication.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I think my button's undone. Okay. So anyway, we will now take you.
We just lost it there. Like we just took it.
It just went.
Two steps forward.
We will take it to our president, our dear friend, our mentor, father of our always present guest, Mr. Casey Moran, Mr.
Wait,
Dennis Moran.
Wait, do you hear what Mr. Casey Moran has to say?
Mr. Casey Moran was in the room for this interview.
I was surprised at some of the stories he was telling today.
Here it comes. This week, we have a guest that we didn't think we were ever going to get.
I didn't think he was going to say yes.
I'm actually nervous.
A little bit.
Very, very nervous. In honor of President's Day, we have the president of Nazareth Academy, Mr. Dennis Moran. Thank you so much for coming.
It's an honor and a pleasure to meet with both of you.
Wow.
That's a lie, but I appreciate it.
It's not. But that's very nice of you. So we've got so many questions to ask you. We've got so much stuff. You've had a heck of a run here at the Academy. How many years has it been?
Working with the sisters since 1979.
Wow.
Before we were born.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fresh out of college.
Wow.
My first job.
Wow. And you were the dean of students here for how many years?
18.
And then you've been president since?
The past 11 years.
Wow.
It's a good run.
And under your presidency, under your regime, if you will.
Regime.
The facilities at Nazareth have been, it's a whole new world.
Oh,
it's a whole new place.
Unrecognizable.
In the last 11 years, can you tell us about some of the projects that you've gotten to oversee?
Well, we started back when I was the dean of students, and at that point, the head football coach, I was working with former president and mentor, Sister Carol Crapel,
mm-hmm.
and we, in memory, in honor of R.J. Sanders, we started with the R.J. Sanders Memorial Baseball Field.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in 2001. We went right into the first phase of a $10.5 million project. All right, let me correct myself. We went into an intermediate phase that we rebuilt the what was then the library into the current space that we now call our Media Arts Center. But we also put in a pedestrian bridge. So that project was a $1.9 million project. So we put in the pedestrian bridge that connected M Building and K Building. We renovated the library then, and we actually renovated in the first floor below that, what we call now Springer Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, for those who remember, that was the faculty room.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
So then we launched, in 2003, we launched a $10.5 million capital campaign. And we funded that, in which we put in the Wheeler West Wing. We renovated a lot of K Building, gave us a better look from Ogden Avenue. Did a lot of work after that. The next thing with student input, we built the new dining hall.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be just in K Building, and the servery.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the next phase of that project. That was approximately 2004. Now, timing now is a little confusing with all the other projects. And then shortly after that, we put in a three-year span, then we finalized that first $10.5 million project with the beautiful Romano Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that all came underneath that capital campaign. Jeez. That was over a three-year period that we did all that renovation.
It's been amazing. I always laugh, but it's very true. The first day I came back to work here, I got lost. I got lost because the pedestrian bridge was new. It's a whole new campus, and it's just a
well. And we're still beautiful. Going.
We're still going.
And I reaped the rewards this year. Got some AC and K2. That was phenomenal. And we're still expanding and going.
Well, we're blessed to have great sponsorship, mm-hmm. the Sisters of St. Joseph, and my job and Mrs. Tracy's job is our goal is to just follow through with some of the facilities that we had worked on together. We have a facilities management plan that we're working on, and we're just trying to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
After we finished the capital campaign 10.5, we did a short campaign in which we built the Michael Egg softball field.
Mm-hmm.
We put in the tennis courts. We put in a new AP chemistry lab. And that was all funded. That was a $2.5 million project. And we also put a considerable lump of money into endowment.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
To make Nazareth affordable in the future. We're letting that grow. The endowment's letting it grow. And we've been blessed in the fact that we've been operating. We have not used that endowment to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to let it continue to grow until we need it as tuition costs increase over the years.
Sure.
So we've completed all that approximately in 2007, 2008, went back to the master plan, went back to focus groups, worked with faculty and staff, coaches, students, in order to have the current capital campaign that we're working on in the building project that we anxiously await to cohabit in 2016, 2017.
We're looking forward to that. Well, it has been so much fun watching it build.
Every day at lunch, we get to see it in the dining hall.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're flying. The walls are going up already. Like, it's unbelievable.
Do we know what the name of that building is going to be? Is it going to be a letter like the other buildings?
It's a very good question. We'll be working that out. Together, we're going to work on that with our faculty and staff and administration and our board of trustees over the next 6 to 9 months.
Okay. Nice.
So that building is going to be gorgeous in the fact that we're going to have 9 new classrooms on the main floor, a new training facility that has already been named. The training room will be named after former Father Ted Schmidt, who was our team chaplain, who had passed away over the last year and a half here now. So that we've received a nice gift in order to put that naming plaque on that facility.
Yeah. And he was a great guy.
He was a great guy. The fitness center, which will be utilized by all of our students of the academy, will be in the basement area. And then the second floor, if you will be 2 full-size practice floors.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That will be divided with a curtain. That space is 49,000 square feet. And our goal was to have it used not only by current students, but former students. We're going to be taking the fine arts out of the basement of M Building and N Building, moving them into this facility. So our band and our drama arts and our graphic arts with Mrs. Garside and Mrs. White and Mr. Swinsky will be into a new working area in this new facility.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other great thing about all these additions has been keeping our students on campus. Like, we've had so many times where we've had to bus kids to different facilities, and now they get to all stay on campus, they get to practice here. It's so much nicer to have that available to us.
100%, Pete, that was the goal here, that our lower level program, especially during the winter, are off campus at other sites. And, you know, there's a couple of things that work against you there. One, practice times.
Right.
Two, the academic rigor that our kids have daily.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to now have them out at a decent hour, and the parents know that we're picking them up from Nazareth now and not an adjacent facility that we are currently use off campus.
Which makes it so much easier on everybody involved, you know.
I think it's also a great recruiting tool. I mean, we now get to say that we get to keep our kids on campus, but we can also bring in students to use those lower-level students like junior high to use those facilities as well.
100% correct there. That's been asked numerous times. It also would give us the opportunity to run tournaments for grammar schools as a recruitment tool that instead of having just the Rooney Center that we have currently, which is a beautiful facility, but you can only run two volleyball games or a couple basketball games at one time.
Right.
Now we'll be able to run six different games and or events with the new facility and get more kids, more exposure to the grammar schools in our neighboring communities to Nazareth Academy.
Well, good luck, broadcast team. I don't know how we're going
to
handle that.
You're going to have to triple that club.
on to your previous life as the Hall of Fame head football coach of Nazareth. You did coach for 20 years, correct?
Correct.
And so what were some of the highlights of your, because we're talking about the new athletic facilities, et cetera. What were some of your highlights of coaching, besides, of course, coaching me for 3 weeks?
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, we had, in that time, we had 22 Division I or Division II football scholar athletes go on to play at the secondary level, the next level. So that was a pleasure. I think the biggest highlight for me were the practices.
Mm-hmm.
I remember more practices than I do games. Records aren't as important as the rapport I was able to build with the former students that I was able to coach.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, I remember more of the crazy things, the funny things that happen in practices than I do, the state playoff appearances. Mm-hmm. Because those are the things that encompass the whole team and not individual honors or things that have happened over those 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So multitude, I can remember taking over a program that did not win. And in the first year, I remember going 0-4.
Mm-hmm.
And never experienced losing before, but the team turned it around at that point. We finished 5-4, and I was the freshman coach then, freshman sophomore coach.
Okay.
But then moved up into the varsity ranks, and we competed very, very hard. In those days, very, very limited facilities.
Sure.
And in those days, we had to compete with some of the bigger boys, as we do now, but Providence Catholic and Bennett was in the conference at that point where we were the East Suburban Catholic Conference that doesn't no longer exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but there are some great thoughts and some great memories that I have from back in those days.
Any you can share?
Appropriate.
Appropriately, of course. We don't know how to edit.
Or drop.
I do remember the class of 1990 having the first conference championship.
Okay.
Nice. You know, so I took over the program in 1985. It took 5 years to win a conference. And in those days, not like now, winning the state championship, in which we able to do under Coach Racky, but 1990, winning the first conference championship was a big, big honor for the school in those days and for our team.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first student athlete to get a scholarship. Actually went to the Ivy League, to Columbia University.
Mm, that's awesome.
And now is doing very well for himself. He was a scholar athlete, and he did very well at Columbia University and is doing very well now down in New York and in the business world. So
Okay. There's
some memories, you know, a lot of all-state athletes, a lot of, like I said, 22 Division I and Division II athletes. But all the memories really come from the practice days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There were some crazy things happening in those days. We didn't have artificial turf. We used to do some drill work back in the former day of Sister Ellen Garden. If those remember those people remember that, that's currently our baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have a lot of the facilities that we had now. But nonetheless, we were able to succeed and do very well for ourselves.
50 games over 500, your career record. So that's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good. I think that, you bring up an interesting point. I think that it's an interesting kind of a secular type of thing where you have success leads to better facilities, and facilities then lead to more success. I think it's a, I think it's a real nice marriage between the two.
Behind that all comes great sponsorship. Mm-hmm. I've spoken about the sisters and fulfilling the vision. Also the vision of the Board of Trustees and the athletic and administration. It all comes with vision and having goals, mm-hmm. short and long-term goals, and we've been able to accommodate those. Without the great parenting that we have here and the support that we get in order to run these successful capital campaigns, we wouldn't have any of these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and that's something I say a lot too. It's a blessing to work here with yes. the people we're surrounded by. It's a great gig.
Yeah,
it really is. I will say, as an alum, that my memories of you as the dean of students are some of my favorites from my 4 years at Nazareth. We had a very good rapport, Mr. Moran and I.
Can you share a favorite?
I was going to ask if I have a favorite memory that I will gladly share. Yes, but I didn't know if he had any that he would like to share.
Well, back in those days, I used to try to start the day off in the cafeteria back then, and meeting and greeting and sitting there and talking with the students of the academy. And I had a table that I sat there, and in those days I moderated all the lunches, and I had a table that I do remember Mr. Green. That used to occupy the table that I used to sit at, and then affectionately we did, I think, deemed him the mayor of the academy at that point. I might have been the dean of students, but Mr. Green, Brendan Green, was the mayor his senior year and did a lot of greeting himself.
And nothing's changed, really. No. I just like to shake hands and kiss babies. But I think that speaks volumes about you, because we all would go down to the cafeteria just to talk to you, just to shoot the breeze in the morning, just to see how everything was going. You were very, you know, very accessible. You still are a very accessible administrator, which is a good thing. I will say that I think for a lot of people, you're probably the face that the most alum, when I hear from alum, they you know, especially from my age, they want to know, is Mr. Moran here today? Can we see Mr. Moran? Because I think you were very accessible and out there and made a good impact on a lot of people.
Well, thank you.
Continue to.
Thank
continue
you. To. Well, you should bring up the time that you were the voice of the Roadrunners at the first faculty staff. I think, was it a basketball game or a volleyball game?
It was a volleyball, yes. Nick Makovich and I were asked to announce the faculty staff volleyball game. And right before the faculty staff volleyball game, I had Mrs. Stojitz for psychology. And Mrs. Stojitz at the time was the assistant dean of students. And, of course, Mr. Moran was the dean of students. So at the end of that class, she held Nick and I back and she said, just hold on 1 second. And out of nowhere, like an apparition, Mr. Moran showed up at the door. And the two of them closed the door and they looked at the two of us and they said, now we're not going to say anything that's going to embarrass us, are we? And I said, no, of course not. And one of them would say, all right, stop yelling, keep your voice down. Now we're not going to say anything that's going to be inappropriate, are we? And if we'd go, no, of course not. And they'd say, all right, keep your voice down. So we thought everything was fine and dandy. We thought we'd be nice and clear. So we sit down at the announce table at the volleyball game, and sure enough, wouldn't you believe it, to my left, Dennis Moran, to Nick's right, Kristen Stojitz, both looking at us for an hour straight just to make sure that everything was done appropriately. I thought I was trustworthy. You know what? Sometimes I just said whatever was on my mind.
But just think, that was the day that started your career as a broadcaster.
There you go.
And also the voice of the academy at our home basketball games and announcing.
Mr. Moran now has entrance music.
Nice.
At the basketball games.
What song
is
that?
As you know, this is maybe not a fact that everybody knows, but if you come to a Nazareth basketball game often enough, I give you entrance music. So when you come in, I play that music during a break.
Now, we have a big game tomorrow.
Yes, against Bennett. So, when Mrs. Tracy is there, we play Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys.
Nice.
If Mr. Banaschik is there, we play She Blinded Me with Science.
Nice.
Et cetera. When Mr. Boland used to come and we'll have to do this, Mr. Swinsky, we used to play Rock Me Amadeus.
Nice.
Now for Mr. Moran, he gets Walk Like a Man by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Nice.
So if you hear Walk Like a Man at an Nazareth basketball game, just look around. You're going to find him. He's there.
Now, I got to be honest. My favorite Mr. Moran, Mr. Green story is the painting incident. that could be, like, and I wasn't even around for it. I've just heard the story enough that's my favorite story. Well, and I feel like that needs to be shared.
Poor poor Demo right now is just shaking his head. Oh, the poor guy.
Well, Brendan Green was looking to make a couple spare bucks during the summer, and he had asked if there's any tests that he could take on at the academy. And, of course, every year we do upgrade the facility by painting classrooms, teachers' requests. How can you mess that up, really? Put a paintbrush in Green's hand, painted some, you know, bland color of white or gray. Please, Mr. Green, don't mess it up. So, Brendan, I'll let you take on from that point. How did that summer job go for you?
You know what? It's the closest I've ever come to getting fired at Nazareth Academy. You have to understand that when Mr. Moran said to me, "Do you want to paint?" I said, "Well, I've never painted." And he said, no, it's not that hard. You can handle it." I said, "Oh, okay, all right." So I remember distinctly the room I was doing was K-111, which was Senora Pasquale's room. And nobody told me, you have to understand, I've never painted before. Nobody told me you're supposed to take things off of the wall. I figure, listen, if there's a poster, if there's a whatever, they're not going to see behind it. What does it matter? So I would paint around it. Now, when they gave me all the paint and the paintbrushes, etc., they also gave me a huge tarp. And I looked at it and I said, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. So I just threw it off to the side. Unbeknownst to me, they had just replaced the carpet in that classroom.
Nice.
It was great. So not only was there paint all over the carpet, all over me, all over poster. The whole thing had to be repainted. And in a very nice way, in a very kind way, Mr. Moran and Mr. Middleton let me know that my painting services were no longer needed.
Well, I might add, too, that we had a very large cleaning bill for a professional cleaning job on the carpet. I will add also that Mr. Green did happen to spill a couple drops of paint. It did track his foot in it.
Are you serious? I didn't know this extent.
That track of paint go across the classroom and out the door.
Nice.
That he had tracked through the building. So, yes, we did end his painting career after that assignment.
Yeah. I only knew about the painting around the posters and the pictures.
Well, there is still white paint on my steering wheel.
Nice.
And this was, I'm going to say, close to 10 summers ago. It had to be at least 7 summers ago.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
So we have now learned to just give Mr. Green some desk duties when he's looking for a summer job.
That I can handle. Yeah. That I can do.
Can you?
No, we'll find out. Now, as you know, I'm sure you're a big listener of the podcast. Your son is always kind enough to join us for every interview. So we just want to ask him if he has any questions for you. Go ahead. No. Feel free to ask. All right. No, I guess not. Okay.
Okay.
Now, is there anything else you want to say to the 3 or 4 people at home listening about Nazareth?
I started my career at Nazareth. Nazareth's a big part of my personal career and my family. I did meet my wife, my bride here on campus. I've been blessed to have my 3 children go through Nazareth, and now one's teaching here. A goal before retirement is hopefully see one of the grandchildren attend the academy.
Sure.
And another goal is that fulfill the facilities plan that we have, and hopefully in one day retire.
Yeah.
From this great institution.
Well, I'll tell you, we're not looking forward to that day. We love having you around here, but thanks for all that. I mean, you know, thanks for everything you've done over. I mean, the last decade has been an amazing run.
Well, Nazareth's blessed to have guys like you and teachers, faculty, and staff at Nazareth. That's what makes us the great school that we are today. And I wish you both continued success in what you are doing. This podcast is just an eighth of what you both do around this school. You're both great role models for our students of the academy, and wish you all the success in that too.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's not going to get better than that. That's pretty darn nice. So we will send it to Mrs. Tracy, as we always do, to end this thing. Mr. Moran, anything else for your dad? He loves you. So there you go. All right, we'll take it to Mrs. Tracy.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.